Don't just fill a position. Find the ideal candidate who'll drive your business forward. For qualified candidates who match your needs, try Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/WanderyUK. Just go to Indeed.com/WanderyUK right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WanderyUK. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In today's digital landscape, providing your company security isn't just important, it's essential for growth. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the automated trust management platform that helps your business achieve and maintain compliance across over 35 security frameworks, including SOC 2, ISO 27001, and HIPAA. By streamlining security processes and automating compliance workflows, Vanta gets companies audit-ready fast while providing continuous monitoring as they scale. Fast-growing startups like LangChain, Writer, and Cursor have already trusted Vanta to building their security foundation from the start. With deep integrations and AI-powered automation, Vanta helps teams complete security questionnaires up to 5 times faster, turning compliance from a roadblock into a growth driver. Go to Vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 and join over 10,000 ambitious companies already scaling with Vanta. That's Vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 for a limited time.
Your first great love story is free when you sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.co.uk/Wondery. That's audible.co.uk/Wondery.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie, and that's the gorgeous Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. How's tricks?
Tricks are good. Tricks are very good. Just it's my last morning here in New Orleans. I'm very sad. I'm getting on a plane right after this. But, you know, I'm happy to get to talk some Below Deck Med with you before any of that happens.
Yeah, poor vegans. Vegans just really get the brunt end of the stick on this one. Sorry, vegans. People don't hate you enough. So we're going to add this episode in.
I felt so bad for vegans. I was like, vegans have made such strides over the past 30 years. I remember in the 90s when I think I first became aware of veganism, which of course predates the 90s. But, you know, when I remember first learning about veganism and it was like, such a hippie thing. It was sprouts and beans and like that was it, and weird strange versions of non-vegan things like a seitan Reuben from Real Foods Daily on La Cienega, which was I learned about in 2000. But like either way, it was like this crazy hippie food that you had to like live an extreme lifestyle for. And now it's become so much more mainstreamed and it's so inventive and it's like really being viewed as its own cuisine. And then and now this guy comes along and is like makes vegans seem like pushy, obnoxious, demanding,
morons.
Picky,
like
morons.
Honestly, morons. Which is I've never seen a vegan who's like, yeah, no salads. Fresh greens, disgusting. How dare you? I'm a vegan. Like, really? Fuck
well,
off,
look,
dude.
I think like one thing that we've definitely noticed like on Top Chef and on this show is that sometimes chefs are so chefy that when someone says, hey, I'm a vegetarian or I'm vegan, they literally don't know what to do. And they're like, oh, I don't know. Like, here's some iceberg lettuce, you know? And it's like, okay, well, you know, vegans are entitled to have some food that's like inventive and and some effort is put into it. But this guy, when he's like, I mean, this is vegan, but it's like all starches. Like, it's not nutritious. Like, I need some minerals. It's like, no. That's not part of it. The chef is not responsible for your general wellness. The chef is responsible for putting together a meal that tastes good. It's up to you to find the balance in your life. Like, you take some supplements or some vitamins. I don't go to a steakhouse and need to eat some steak and then say, well, this steak is, it's fine, but I'm not feeling this is a well-balanced meal. I need some salads to go along with this. Like, no, you, like, that's on you. That's not on the chef.
Like, who says as a criticism of dinner, where are my minerals?
Yeah.
I've literally never heard that.
Where are my greens? And I don't mean salad. I mean, like, where are my hearty greens? It's like, well, where was it on your preference
salad
sheet?
Salad or greens?
On your preference sheet?
Salad are literally greens. And then he was serving big plates of vegetables, too. And he's like, no, not those kind. Oh my God. I can't. No. You know, I think some people just choose whatever it is, veganism or whatever the little, you know, niche is, to just have that control over people, you know, that, like,
yeah,
you have to, like, be, you have to make everything special for me and my entire family, you know, and obviously not everybody's like that, but there are those people that just need control and attention who will use any little thing to just jump on. And this guy is definitely one of those people.
And these were, like, actually, like, by and large, as a group, these were generally picky eaters, but they were, like, nicely picky. They were like, oh, you know what? Could you fry these oysters instead? You know? But, like, but this guy was just like, no, I'm going to have a little power trip with my vegan food, and I'm going to complain the entire time. And on top of that, it's like, I'm going to be the one to have a more difficult diet, and then I'm going to complain the most and make it even more demanding than it already is. And, like, that's, of course, the reputation that the vegans already have, whether it's, like, whether it's, you know, valid or not, that is the reputation. And he just really kind of, like, anyone who already was like, stupid vegans, you know, they're definitely not getting a revision of their opinions based on this guy.
Well, I guess to make it fair, at least the non-vegans are assholes, too, because I don't agree that just, oh, go fry these oysters. Like, that's not a normal request. That's bullshit.
No, I know. It was definitely.
You don't just go, like, fry up an oyster. Like, it takes batter. It takes oil. You know, it takes a lot of stuff that's not already prepared. Like, to sit down at a dinner and be like, no, you need to fry those oysters instead. Like, he should have known. It's just gross. I think they're just gross. This is a gross.
Well, I don't think. I would be mortified if someone served me, like, raw oysters and I was like, can you fry these instead? Like, I'd be mortified to make that request. But I'm saying that, like, they made their requests, but then once they got their requests, they were generally, I don't know. I got to read the notes again. Maybe I'm, like, blocking it out. Maybe I'm just so mad at this vegan that I'm, like, just automatically making the other people seem nicer. But I feel like once they got their request, then they ate their food. They were like, I got my request. But this guy was just like, nothing was satisfying to him. And I think that he was, and again, he wasn't the primary. What a shock. He was the friend that was brought along and is on a power trip.
Yeah. Well, here we go. Below Deck Med season. Oh, well, before we get into that, if you want these on video, Crappin's on demand. That's also where you get our bonus episodes. Thanks to everyone who joined us on Amazon Live last night. We will be doing that again in a couple of weeks. And Monday is Crappy Hour at 5:30 Pacific. That's our live show on YouTube Live, Instagram, and Patreon. It's all free everywhere. Join us for that every other week. That's where we talk to you, talk about Bravo headlines, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so let's get into this. This is Below Deck Med Season 10, Episode 5, Let the Games Begin. So Nathan and Sandy are on the bridge talking, and Sandy's like, okay, here's your big choice. We got Dum Dum and Dum Dum. So which one do you want to get rid of? The Dum Dum with terrible hair or the Dum Dum with the big eyes who thinks everyone's given him his number? Choose.
Well,
choose. This is your choice as a leader, Nathan.
Well, it's necessary for the whole operation of the boat and the safety of the guests that we get rid of Tessa and Christian. She's like, whoa, that's half your team. I mean, that's like saying, hey, I want to take your pants and want to cut off the part right between the ankle and the shin. But now that I say that, that's kind of a great idea. Okay, let's go for it. All right, cut it off. So
I haven't done something this bold since I had Malia frame Han and
I can see Max getting frustrated with Christian and Tessa, but he's also trying to remain positive. And then I'm getting frustrated as well because it's just not good enough. She's like, okay, I love this. You're such a good leader. These are leader choices. Yeah, and if I had time to train them up, I would. But I feel like they're miles off of it. I'm like, I have a question. When these things happen, why...
I know that people are like entitled to their off time and their leisure time, but when it's in between charters, why isn't there a sense of like, you guys didn't earn your downtime tonight? Like, we are going to, tonight, we are going to be going over the knots and this and that. Like, why can't there be punishment, right? Or is it just like an anti, is that like a not, is that like an employment issue?
This is why unions were invented, Ben.
Like, doesn't it feel like it should be kind of like a, you guys fucked up, so therefore you're not allowed to go party tonight. We're going to have dinner. We're coming right back.
You don't get dinner.
We're going to have dinner and then come back and we're going to work on knots all night long. Like, is that?
Yeah, but this is the kind of job where you kind of have to know what you're doing. Like, they need to hire people who know what they're doing. They can't just be hiring people on Instagram, which is kind of how Below Deck has been running the past few seasons. It's like, let's just hire hot people from Instagram who will fuck each other a lot. And like, they also have to know how to, you know, tie knots and, you know, drive boats. So they should start there. So she's like, wow, what a leader. Fire everybody. Yeah, let's do it. No one gets their SNAP benefits this month. Leader. So she's like, as a first time bosun, you know, making this call, it's very difficult, but I'm going to trust it because it's Nathan, you know, and if you got monk hair, you should treat him like a monk. And I trust monks. So not monkeys. Oh, God, monkeys are crazy. Those things will steal a banana right out of your hand. Won't they? They're cute, but don't trust them. I'm telling you that right now. What was I talking about? Yeah, well, I've witnessed Nathan. He's been educating his team. I really like that class he gave where he stood on the edge of the boat and went, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, over and over again. That was a really great TED Talk. But, you know, we need some people who can understand direction, and that's not happening with Tessa and Christian, okay? One of them's like a mop with a wig on. And the other one, God, I don't even know about him. But I think I saw him hitting on a dolphin.
I feel like we never saw a scene of Nathan being like, you guys need to get your shit together. I'm sick of saying this to you. Okay. Like, Tessa, you're just standing around doing nothing. You're not refueling. Da-da-da. We're going to go through this all. But instead, it's like Sandy's like, I've been seeing you talking to them. I've been seeing you teaching them. And like, what we'll see is Nathan saying to Tessa, Tessa, don't forget to refuel like next time, okay, Tessa? It's like a, which should be enough, by the way. And I'm not saying that Tessa and Christian shouldn't be fired because they are two dum-dums. But I'm also like, I think that like maybe Nathan could step up a little bit in terms of, you know, urgency in teaching, etc.
But Nathan Sandy wasn't really ready to step up. You know, it's like the Below Deck thing where they think the audience wants, and I think that they're right, that the audience wants to see people move up and excel, right? Like, you want to see someone like, wow, now Aisha's chief stew. Like, that was really cool. You know, we want those moments, but they have to be kind of earned moments. And they've got a lot of unearned moments. Like, the Fraser, I think, was kind of an unearned one. And
Fraser,
you know, we saw
definitely
him flailing.
Unearned. Yeah.
And then we see Nathan, which is kind of unearned. It's like, well, he was a happy-go-lucky fun guy. Let's just make him the bosun next time. And I don't think he was ready for it.
Yeah. I mean,
so
I think
this
that, like,
isn't just Tessa and Christian. It's also Nathan and then Max. I mean, on any other season, Max would have been the biggest disaster because of his attitude and his screaming and losing it and trying bossing everybody around. And the fact that Max is like looked at as this great employee is hilarious. And that really goes to show where this season's at.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that Nathan, in many ways, is very good. You know, I mentioned, I think, last episode that I was impressed with how calm he remained while Max was losing his mind. But he, like, there are times when it's good to sort of, like, add a little bit of fire to your voice. So Sandy's like, you know, times like this is, it's never easy. Okay, oh, by the way, okay, so, hey, dum-dums to the bridge, we'll start with Christian. Okay, all those who are going to still have a job in an hour, step forward. Not so fast, Christian. So times like this, it's never easy for me, okay, ever. But safety is non-negotiable. It's number one. We all know that. So at this point, Christian, I'm letting you go. And looks like you've already let yourself go. How did he wind up floating out into the water already onto that jet ski? Wow, he just sort of kind of... That was pretty easy. When I said I'm going to let you go, I didn't really mean literally, but I guess you're already out there in the water. So good luck to you, sir.
Yeah. And he's like, whoa, thanks so much. Great being here. So, yeah. Well, you know, it's just safety because you're great. I don't want you to think you're bad because you're great. I'm firing a great person today. A great person is going home. You are a very hard worker. worker. Did I say winker? Sorry. It's my inside voice. You're a very hard worker, winker. So get out of here. Skedaddle and do great mediocre work somewhere else. They're going to love you. God.
You could tell.
Let one go, but someone else has gained someone mediocre. Tell you that.
He's totally happy with this decision. He's like, oh, thanks so much. It was wonderful. Really a great honor. Like, that's when he's like, please fire me. I don't want to be here anymore, but I also don't want to be a quitter. So he was thrilled. He literally was like, bye. So then, next is like, okay, Tessa, make your way up to captain's quarters. I'd like to meet you, by the way. I don't think I've met you yet so far. So first of all, I just want to say hello. Second of all, just say, it's hard. It's hard, Tessa. But you know, from what I've observed and speak with Nathan, it's completely chaotic. Your hair. I can't tell if I like it better down or up. It looks crazy in both ways. How did you do that?
You just use so much hairspray. And for that reason, I gotta let you go. Okay? Get out of here, dead eyes. And, she's like, gotta make a change. So get out. You know, and I know you come from a big boat. Your family's a family of catamarans, a catamaran, which is great, you know. But on this boat, you're more like a catamaran, okay? And I don't know how to drive those. So I'm going to need you to just get out of here, okay? Also, I didn't love that picture of you on the four-wheeler covered in mud while you're wearing a bikini. That just seems unsafe for the road. So I know this isn't a road, but because of your behavior as a teenager, I've got to let you go. Bye.
Oh, and one last thing, Santa Claus is real, so go fuck off.
She's like, I can't believe this. This is unbelievable. Well, thank you for the chance, but I'm excited to go back to the boys. I've missed the boys on that farm.
Wait, I can't believe I had all this time with him, but like, fuck her, because I don't really need her help. I just need the boys. I just need those McBee boys. It's so amazing watching them grow up so quickly. Some say love, it is a blessing when you're having sailor dressing.
Sandy, I want to say one more thing before I go. You are the wind beneath my...
Okay, get out of here, Tessa. Okay, with your shitty little wedding band. Go back to Gallatin or whatever the fuck that place is called. Gelatin, I don't know. Get out.
Based on her face, I thought that for sure she'd be Australian. So it's surprising that she had that Missouri accent. Okay. Okay, well, guess what? Now we know that down two deckhands, what could possibly happen? Okay. Oh, man. What a funny twist. But hold on one second, Nathan. You're going to have to leave the room. I'm about to do some serious texting here, okay? Bloop. Hey, Norma. I'm in a pinch, sort of like your belt says to you every day, huh? I need two deckhands in Barcelona. Do you have anyone available?
Bloop. Bloop. Oh, hey there, Sandy. Wow, speaking of pinching, I knew you were going to call because I felt a pinched nerve in my neck. Really hurt. So glad to see the pain's on the phone. Hi, good to see you. Good to talk to you. Thanks for the sweet hello before you started asking me for shit. You know, it would be nice to have one season where you were just capable of doing some hiring on your own without relying on me within the first week. Bloop.
Bloop. Speaking of pinches, I guess you really had a pinch me moment where for the first time in 17 years, someone actually responded to one of your personal ads, huh? Congratulations. Bloop.
Bloop. Yeah, hope you're happy with that wife who's probably pinching your wallet, okay? I've never heard a one-year wonder saying BB so much over text, so that sounds real realistic, okay? Good luck with your rent-a-bride, okay? Bloop.
Bloop. By the way, I just got a text from Olive Garden. They wanted me to tell you that next time when you ask for a pinch of butter, that doesn't mean a whole stick, and they didn't appreciate you yelling at the waiters like that. Okay, thank you. Bloop.
Speaking of Olive Garden, they called and they want their uniform pants back. Okay, polyester poly. Jeez. Bloop.
Bloop. Talk about uniform. More like you don't form any sexual experiences anymore. Am I right? Bloop.
Bloop. You know what? Thankfully, I don't need sexual experiences because I've got my hands. Unfortunately, you don't have any hands. Deckhand, that is. So maybe you should watch your lip until I get you one. Bloop.
Bloop. That's fair. That's fair. Okay, just find me a deckhand, okay? If you want, you can finish that bowl of mac and cheese before you get out there looking. Okay, thanks.
Oh, so you need two decants. Oh, okay, wow. Wow, you're doubling competent this season. It's glad to see they're up in the game over there at Bravo. Loop.
Well, I'm only as competent as the idiots you send me along, but I can understand if you couldn't quite read their CVs after you spilled all that marinara sauce all over them. Okay, bloop.
Okay, well, I'll just be on OnlyFans trying to find people with boobs big enough to entertain the masses and run a boat. No problem. Bloop.
Bloop. Well, let's not try to ruin the OnlyFans brand by logging on there, Norma. Okay, all right, thank you. Bloop.
Bloop. This is Ellie. How dare you come for my OnlyFans account? Unbelievable. Bloop.
This is Bria. I don't know where I put the OnlyFans. I can't find my OnlyFans account.
Okay, I quit. Just find me. Could you also look for a new captain? I can't text anymore. Bloop. Wind's on. Bloop.
Bloop. This is the consequences of my actions. Bloop.
Jess, you're not even on this franchise.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
All right, so now we cut to Nathan and Max, and Nathan tells him that they've been fired, and Max is like, wow, okay, let's go, let's work. Fuck yeah, he's amazing. You're best captain ever, like firing two person because, well, you know, with them, we would have sunk your boat.
So Max is so happy about this. So he goes, he runs down and tells Kizzy, and she's like, what? Yes. Oh, we just lose two crew members. Who?
Christian? Tess?
Yeah?
Oh no. I have to pretend like I've actually had some sort of relationship with Tess.
So Kizzy, who I don't think anyone's talked to Tess this entire season, she runs down to Tess and she's like,
are you fucking joking me? Are you joking me? This is terrible. I can't have someone who's less hot than me leave this boat because you totally make me seem hotter. Now what am I going to do?
She said she wasn't happy with me, so she showed me the dribble door.
And now V comes downstairs because she's heard all this stuff. And Josh is just waking up, you know, with a clown nose on. Like, what's going on? So everyone's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're fired. Oh, my God, this is crazy. And then Max goes to Christian's cabin and he's like, ah. He's got a huge smile on his face.
What a dick.
He's such an asshole. And Christian says, you know, well, what's that face about? And he's like, oh, but I just know the news. Yeah, man, I don't know, man. I tried to warn you like 1 billion times, but now you are fired.
What a dick. What a total dick. I have to tell you, the record on French people on Below Deck these days is not great between Max and Selene. So Christian's like, yeah, okay, well, get a new deckhand, try to hypnotize him, see how that goes. Okay, I'm going back to having sex in a different place. So Kizzy's like, I can't believe that Tessa's leaving, even though I never even got to have a conversation with her ever. But still, so sad to see her leave. And they're like, bye. And they're just like hugging them and everything. And
You know, Christian, I'm sad he left because I was watching a movie last night. By the way, most disturbing movie I've seen in a long time. Don't watch it. I'm not recommending anyone watch this because you'll blame me for being triggered and all of that. I watched that one the other day. That one was fine. It was okay. This one was called Bring Her Back. Oh, my God. Disturbing as fuck. So anyway, I was watching it. And then a preview came on for a movie, and it was a Wes Anderson movie with Benicio del Toro, where he's dying. I guess he's afraid he's going to die, and so he's getting all his children to take over his business. Who cares about the plot? But the main thing is that Benicio del Toro flies planes, and he's always crashing the planes, and he survived like, like 10 crashes. And so he's just like, well, I'm going to die, so I guess I better get my kids ready to take over. And I totally thought of Christian. You know, this is where Christian is going. He's going back to just crash more planes, because I'm still convinced that Christian is just crashing planes, and that's why he's on boats now instead of planes.
Yeah, Christian literally says, well, my dad has been in over 20 aircraft accidents, and with all the scratches and blood and glass in his skin, you know, this feels way worse than he described them. Like,
is your dad?
Can you let me know what airline your dad flies for, just for future edification? can we just Can we rewind that part? Your dad's been in 20 aircraft accidents. But I almost want to do like, there's like, I'm trying to imagine, is there a world where there's a positive spin on that? Like, oh, well, you know, like you have to like have an emergency landing. Does that count as an aircraft accident? No, that's, it's not a great feature. I don't love
or
that.
Or is he just like incontinent? Is he maybe like having accidents on the plane? I don't know.
I think I
but
still
his
like
dad probably doesn't love this. That he's going on TV. Like, yeah, my dad has crashed his plane like 20 times. It's probably not the great. Best thing to be bragging on.
I know. So Tessa's like,
well, this is sad. I mean, maybe I could have had more confidence on the deck, but I just was so weary of like where I stood on the deck team. Like, I hope on the next boat, like my bosun believes in me and the dribble door and has half a brain cell. I don't know. I wish he was more like those McPhee boys. By gosh, watching them grow up and become a big man who punch hillsides. That is what an honor it is for me. Okay, I really do wish Nathan all the best, and I'm sure he'll do great. Oh, God, I'm sad to leave this boat now.
Yeah, but she's like rolling her eyes like he sucks. And this is all leadership. This is all leadership's fault. Tessa, you don't know how to do anything. You don't know how to fill up a fucking car. You know what I mean? Like a vehicle. You don't know how to fill up gas. You're gone. OK, stop blaming everybody else. So bye. So she leaves and Max hugs her. You know, he's very surprised. No one is surprised, Max. Stop. And so she's out. And I'm impressed that they fired them both. And I'm glad. So now let's see who else we get. Let's text potential deckhand number one. Hey, what are you up to? I have an opening on a deck in Barcelona. Please tell me that you have no experience, but are hot. Because you're hired. I'm telling you right now. Okay. Is your CV a cute vase? Okay. Not vase. I just, it's not a CF. I'm a cute vase. Okay. Do you have a cute vase? Just pretend I say cute vase. Okay. You're hired. Come on.
And then we get a text back from the potential deckhand that says, thank you so much for thinking of me. I brought my friend Gertie along. Can she come too? No, I'm sorry. Only room for one deckhand, unfortunately. Well, we are hiring two, but yeah, only room for one.
Is this Coerty a lesbian professional tennis player? Then no. Okay. She'll have to eat at the Olive Garden next door. Oh, by the way, while she's there, could you ask them if they have any extra uniform pants? God, I love those.
But I did hear that they are out of butter because someone asked for a quote unquote pinch of it on their marinara that they got over some resumes. So then potential deckhand number two. Hey, good to hear from you. I'm reading out loud the text that I received, by the way. I didn't text them because that'd be weird if I said good to hear from you when I was texting them initially. Anyway, they say good to hear from you. I'm sorry, but I'm not available right now. I'm on charter. Okay. Wow, that was a stern rejection from Gigi Fernandez. I didn't like that one bit.
And now deckhand number three. Hey, you available? I need a good deckhand in Barcelona, preferably without any experience, but a nice butt. And they're like, hey, Captain Sandy, I could be available in 3 weeks. Would that work? And she's like, oh, jeez. God. Bless it.
Sure, I'll take
Christmas
it.
Crackers. God, shoot. Oh, I'm sorry for cursing. I don't know if that'll work. That's the end of the season.
Meanwhile, Josh is talking to Aisha, and he's saying about how when he first got into yachting, he didn't realize how ruthless it was. And Aisha says, well, it's like you either do the job or you're gone.
And that's the way I like it. You really got to fear for Nathan when the most competent member of his team voluntarily rubbed jellyfish all over his face. And the other two have both been fired. That's just so bad.
Which is a fair point, by the way. A very fair point.
And it was great because we saw the clip of Max doing it again, which was great. You know, oh, look, jellyfish. Boop, boop. Wipes his eyes. Oh, my God, I'm dying of that. So then Max is complaining already. You know, he's like, oh, we are just two people. How will I do this? So then now we see Captain Sandy still getting texts back from people. Sorry for the delay. I was just actually dropping off our last charter in Valencia. God, California is just so far from you. But I would love to work with you again, Captain Sandy. Unfortunately, the yacht I've been driving is stuck on a freeway. That's something.
I would love to join, but I am in Valencia, California, which means that I've just got to go to the Red Lobster up there and then hit up Magic Mountain real quickly. So if you can wait for me to do the Batman roller coaster, I will be right there with you.
Oh, well, that has some potential, I gotta say. You know, I love a deckhand that can handle a roller coaster.
Wow, someone's saying they can't come to work until they've had a 5 orders of cheesy biscuits? What are you, Norma?
So, Kizzy, V is wondering if Captain Sandy saw that V has deck experience. And Kizzy's like, are you gonna go ask to be on deck? She's like, yeah, but I'm like a little intimidated because people who have like more experience than me just left. So, like, I don't really know. But of course, Kizzy is pushing for this because Kizzy wants to be the star of the interior. And V is getting all the attention. So she is advocating for her to get on out on the deck.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, but you didn't have experience when you came in here and you're still smashing it in here, aren't you? I'm smashing it a little too hard, if you ask me. Get the fuck out of here. Not tire. So she wants her out of there. And Sandy, and also someone just wanting to be on deck so badly is funny. She's like, oh my God, all I want to do is work outside all day and mop the side of a boat. Please.
Kizzy basically announces that she's planted a seed to get V out there, and she's hoping it's going to grow. So then Sandy calls Nathan and Aisha to the bridge, and as they head up there, we have this kind of amazing shot of, it's like one of the stationary cameras that's just like one of the GoPros on the wall. It's in the crew mess, and we just see the staircase, and we hear Max like, oh no! And we see like one orange tumble down, and then a second one. And then like 50 oranges go down the staircase. It was like such an amazing shot.
Okay, here we are in the bridge. Well, I've got some news for you. Okay, since we fired not one, but two deckhands. It's sweeps month. I've found you a replacement. He's a real good deckhand. He's experienced. He will literally fuck a doorknob. His name is Joel.
Oh, Joe. Oh, I love that you did this for Sweeps Month. It'll be so good for the ratings at this pivotal time for advertisers.
Oh, no. Sweeps Month means it's the month where you get more people to sweep things. So, yeah, Joe's coming on board.
Joe's coming for Sweeps Month. And guess what? I know it might creep some people out. Just warn everybody on deck that Joe will smile at them with his teeth touching each other perfectly, like an odd little child smiling for his first picture. Okay?
You know what's great about Joe when he smiles? You can't tell if he's smiling or frowning. It's just what you project onto him. He's just like that one emoji that's just like an oval with teeth in it.
Just tell people every time you make Joe laugh, he's going to try showing off his flossing skills, because that's basically what he's doing every time he smiles. He's like, hello. Hello, it's me, Joe.
I don't want to... I had a vision of the future that we might not be able to leave the dock tonight, but if the guests get bored, they can just stare at Joe's face long enough until they can't tell the difference between Joe's face and Chicken Run. It's really fun.
Oh, it's so sad we've lost two kind, lovely people today, but how cool that Joe's coming back!
Yeah, me and Joe, we're on a whole different level. And so we see wacky scenes of Nathan and Joe being like wacky boys together. They have a bromance, guys. They have one of those infamous below deck bromances that we just can't get enough of on this show.
I know. It's like all of the Bravo fandom was like, when are Nathan and Joe going to be reunited? God, we love the two of them together. Weren't they so hilarious?
Oh, that's man. All I need. I really need a scene of Joe talking about how he really wants Nathan to finger his butthole again. God, that was fun.
Oh, it's like Lucy and Ethel, but the bro version. Like if Lucy had a hairstyle of a monk and Ethel just liked to bang a lot of things, which, by the way, we all know Ethel did. Let's be honest. Okay.
If Ethel was just hinting most of the time that she wanted a little anal from her roomie, okay, it would be basically the same thing.
If Ethel were just obsessed with impressing her grandfather, God, that's what this would be. So
yeah, I forgot that.
My granddad. I'm doing it all for my granddad.
Anywho, where are we? Okay, so Sandy is like...
We're dead. Okay. We're dead. This isn't even happening. We died a long time ago. No one's even on the other end of this phone. We're all dead. Captain Sandy's like, okay, well, I'm going to start looking for another deckhand, but, you know, it is August in the middle of the midsummer. You know what that means? Everyone's going back to flying. Oh, wow, I just saw a plane fall out of the sky. Man, that Christian really gets back on the horse quickly. I'll give him that.
So then, I know the only thing that America wants more than Joe and Nathan reunited are scenes of Kizzy texting her boyfriend we've never met and we barely
her boyfriend
know
of five
anything
minutes,
about.
Tommy.
So here she goes. He texts and says, I hated today. She goes, don't worry. I promise it won't be this hectic the whole time. Great. Love. This is so enthralling. So he is another one of these below deck boyfriends who gets jealous that his girlfriend is not around and then guilts her because she's off doing her job. It's a pretty big trope on this show.
Yeah, dump Tommy. Tommy's a loser.
Yeah, get rid of Tommy. Just let it up like you want to.
And Aisha mentions that it's bad weather to stand. And she's like, oh my God, I didn't even see this in the TV guide. Does that mean wind is coming out? Gotta get to my screen.
Beer showers. Oh my God, showers. By the way, speaking of bad weather, did you see that footage of the special airplane that went into the eye of Hurricane Melissa that was showing today?
I did. I just
Isn't
watched that,
crazy?
That, yes.
I remember seeing that movie the day after tomorrow.
It's just like a circular cloud that they're inside, right?
Yeah. What was that movie, The Day After Tomorrow, The Day After, The Morning After Tomorrow, or whatever, where like terrible weather hits the world and it all freezes over. And there was like a moment where like a big hurricane like hit and they created that imagery. But this was real. And I was like, wow.
I didn't know it was so calm inside a hurricane.
Yeah. The eye of the hurricane is... The eye of the hurricane is famously where it's super calm. So like when if the eye passes over, everything calms down and you're like, oh my God, the hurricane's over. But it's actually not. And I think the other side of it is supposed to be even worse.
I wanted to visit. I was like, that looks lovely, the eye of the hurricane. It's just so calm and peaceful. It's like a wall of clouds. And then, you know,
yeah,
I guess it's not.
It's crazy.
It doesn't end well. But sure was pretty on the inside.
Yeah, well, I hope everyone in Jamaica is okay because they're saying they're going to get hit really hard. So, you know.
Yeah, I was really worried for Jamaica looking at that. That's not, I mean, that thing was huge. They said it's 10 miles.
That's wild.
The eye of the hurricane was 10 miles in the diameter. That's crazy, right?
That's crazy.
Jesus Christ.
I hope everyone's going to be okay.
Yeah, scary.
Okay, so back to this stupid like God, we hope people's houses aren't like destroyed and like people don't lose their lives. Anyway, back to Captain Sandy.
Thanks for the upper, Ben.
Nice pivot.
Jeez.
The pivot award, the best pivot of Q4 goes to Ben Mandelker talking about below deck sailing, Mediterranean. So V is asking Nathan about the team, who's on the team, and she basically throws her hat in the ring. And if is that the expression, hat in the ring? Hmm. She throws a hat. It lands somewhere.
Yeah, you throw your hat in the ring. You throw your ring in the hat.
She threw her ring.
The cowboy's like, ouch. Yeah, you throw your hat in the ring. She's like, so who's your team tomorrow, Nathan? He's like, I don't know. She goes, how do you feel about me switching sides? You're a fucking turncoat. That's how I feel. No, I just mean coming from the outside to the inside. Sorry. Okay. Well, you know, I've had 1 week of actual deck and safety on an 80-foot yacht. Deck's due on a 100-foot yacht. But, you know, I have done lines and fenders. So you're obviously going to have to teach me a couple of things. But, you know, I do pick things up quickly. And he's like, I'll think about it.
Quick question.
Go ahead, Ben. Sorry.
You see a beautiful jellyfish floating along. What do? I touch it, then touch my eye. Well, I guess that's good enough. You're on the team.
Good enough to be lead deckhand then. All right, I'll think about it. I'll chat with the captain later to see with anyone. I was going to go in there now, but all I can hear from her from the bridge is BB, BB, and BB over and over again.
Hey, BB, you're the sexiest cutie pie face, BB.
So now everyone's getting ready to go out for the evening. Kizzy puts her fist in her mouth because why not? And they all have fun. They get into cars and Max is like, oh, in 2 months I have sex just one time. And Kizzy's like, oh God, it's going to be a long 6 weeks. I mean, there are these attractive guys parading around the boat and I want to have my cake and eat it. That's not the right thing to do. It's not fair on Tom. Ugh. It's so hard having a conscience. Ugh.
I'm sure.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So they go to dinner, and now, you know, Max is picking up Kizzy, and they're flirting, and everybody eats and drinks, and they cheers each other, and they've got a deckhand replacement, and it's Joe. So they announce that at dinner. And Nathan says that he's my best friend. He's my best friend. He's your best friend, so I can be my best friend too. Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry, Buddha's busy, huh?
So Kizzy is like, do you think Joe's going to be in love with her, V, or is he going to be in love with me? I'm a flirt. And Nathan's like, I don't know. He could be, which, like, I'm just counting down to the moment where Joe says, oh, God, Kizzy. Oh, I'm going to be in trouble here. Oh, God, Kizzy is trouble. Oh, everyone's trouble. It's the classic fuckboy thing.
Yeah, that's all trouble. What he does.
I was coming here trying to be a good guy. Now everybody's going to get me in trouble.
Yeah, that's what they always like, take themselves out of like the causality. Like, everyone's going to get me in trouble. So, but then Josh reminds Kizzy, like, but you're taking goods. He's not going to fall for you. He's not going to go for you because you're taking goods. And she's like so mad that he like brings up that inconvenient fact for her that she loves to brandish at the last second. So
he's like, but it's so nice to have people love you. I just love love. I just love love. Wah, wah, wah.
So we go back Sandy. To the boat and
Yeah, Norma. Sorry, I was going to say back at the boat and Sandy's texting Norma. Hey, Norma, quick update. It's Friday night and you're still at home watching reruns of Just the 10 of Us. Okay, TGIF is over, bitch. Bye.
Oh, hey there. Yeah, it's better than listening to the nonstop idiotic radio show that is BBBBBB that you seem to be playing nonstop over there. Bloop.
Hey, you know what? I didn't really hear what you said because my connection broke up. Were you trying to eat my Wi-Fi again?
Hey there. Filled one deck position. Okay. So that's good. I heard that from you. Great. Good for you. Filled one deck position. Okay. So I guess you're going to do your job badly again, and then I'll be sitting here ready to pick up the pieces when it all falls apart again. Bloop.
Pick up the pieces when it all falls apart again. Are you talking about your Oreos again? God, I love watching you chase those things across the kitchen floor. Bloop.
Bloop. Fuck you, Kinkles. It's late at night, okay? I'm on the horn here trying to find someone on OnlyFans. You know how hard it is shopping for deckhands when you got a boner? Did you die?
I think that weather's coming in. Can't quite hear you, Norma. I just assumed you tried to diss me, so just pretend I dissed you back, and just know I love you. I love you, and don't get too lonely tonight. Hold on, I'm gonna go text my wife that I have because I went on a date that was successful that went to future dates. Anyway, I know that's a far experience for you, but okay.
Well, what are you love spending ignorance. Time in the eye of a hurricane over there, Sandy? Jeez. Well, congratulations. You know, the eye of the hurricane has found something actually more sucking than it is. Wow.
Bloop, bloop. I think you're thinking about tornadoes, but that's okay. I know. Listen. If there's anyone who got excited for that Twisters movie, it was you, huh? But that's because you probably thought it was a movie about tomatoes, not tornadoes. But hey, that's okay.
It was a movie about pretzels, you dumb bitch. Bloop. So now the crew is heading out to go party, and they're going to do shots, you guys. And Max and Kizzy are still flirting. And so Aisha is talking to Josh about how he feels. And, you know, clowns have feelings, you guys. Yeah. And she's like, just remember, you don't have to do everything the guests say because they don't appreciate it anyway. And he's like, yeah, you know, like people send things back. Like, this is a fear driver for me. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't want that shit to happen. So I think I try to probably just go a bit too much. You know, maybe I just need to pull back a little bit.
Just like doing things to excellence, but like on a smaller variety, like you're gonna burn yourself out otherwise.
Like, yeah.
Here's what I want you to concentrate on, all right? Mediocrity. That's really what you need to get your arms around. Embrace it.
Listen, normally I would tell the chef to strive for excellence, but you part-time do clown work, so we really know we have a certain ceiling, so let's not try to go above that, okay?
Max and Nathan are chatting, and Max is talking about Joe. He's like, is it going to be the same with Joe here? Is everything going to change? Like, what the hell? And he's like, well, you need to keep your emotions and see if we can work together as a team. And then I can see you in a leadership position. I can see you going far. Of course.
And Joe's your friend, bro, huh? Joe's your friend, huh?
Yeah, but I have to think professional because you've proven so much, but I want you to correct the emotional part. That's the thing. Show me with the fist bump. Show me with the fist bump. And bump.
Oh, this hurts my fist, you motherfucker. You will pay. Your old family will pay.
That's what I'm talking about. You're losing your mind. You can't lose your mind like that.
Max is going to have a total meltdown when Joe becomes lead deckhand. I'll say that much. It's going to be a total nightmare. So now everyone goes back to the boat, and Nathan's telling Max that he should go after Kizzy, and Max is like, yeah, but she has a boyfriend. And he's like, well, whatever. Fuck it. Go for it. And now people are going to sleep, and Kizzy's like, by the way, Aisha, do you think really quickly, do you think I'm like a fucking idiot for coming on here with a guy that I'm dating for the first time? She's like, well, I mean, you've only been with him a month. And, you know, if you guys were dating, it's only for 6 months or a year. I totally get it. But yes, you're a bit of an idiot, aren't you? Good night.
So can I just go to sleep without having to answer stupid questions of stupid girls? Because she's trying to go to bed. And she's like, hold on. What about my boyfriend? And she's like, for Christ's sake, can I just kindle? Can I just kindle and go to bed?
She's like, can I just watch this video of someone popping a pimple? Thank you.
Yeah. Well, what I've seen of Kizzy so far, she shouldn't be here with a boyfriend. She's pining for every guy's attention.
And she's like, yeah, but I do have a good connection with both Max and Nathan. So what do I do? What do I do? Oh, my God. Shut up, Kizzy. God, read a book.
Aisha gives like the most generic advice just to get out of the conversation. She just goes, well, this is your life. Good night. It's like, I'm not going to provide any insight. You're a dumb twit. Just focus on Windexing things tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So now it's 6 a.m. in the morning, and Captain Sandy is glued to a television screen because it's season 5 of Wind. Man. And it's cloudy, and it's 7 hours before charter. Will we get another deckhand? What's going to happen? Is the storm going to kill everybody? Will Norma ever finish dreaming about pretzels because I said the word twister? God. And Josh is getting ready, and now Sandy's on the bridge texting Norma. Still no deckhand? Still no deckhand? Still no deckhand.
Bloop. What part of the no new person has walked onto your boat this morning indicates that there is a new deckhand? Okay. No new deckhand, bitch. Let me do my job. Bloop.
Okay. Well, if your job was sitting around doing nothing, I'll tell you what, you would get a raise right now. Bloop.
Bloop. You're lucky that a tornado didn't come for you, because guess what? A pretzel could have hit you in the head and knocked you right out of those capri pants, that's for sure. And then it would be a happy camper. Okay, be careful out there, bitch. Bloop.
I know a pretzel would never hit me in the head, because once the wind started blowing it towards me, you'd jump up like Lassie and grab it out of the air like magic.
Bloop. Well, at least one of us has some urgency around here, am I right? Please try to not crash your boat again. Bloop.
Oh, I'm so sorry. There's an invisible gush coming around the corner. It's about to get Dennis Quaid. Sorry, I gotta go. Wind's on. Bloop.
So did you say Dennis Quaid?
Yeah.
He's my hall pass. Bloop.
Wow, if he knew that, he'd change his name to Dennis Afraid. Bloop.
Well, it's better than your hall pass. A.K.A. Mark Helgenberger. Bloop.
You don't even need a hall pass, because everyone you've ever approached says pass. Bloop.
Well, at least my hall isn't as big and open as yours, if you know what I'm saying. Bloop.
Yeah, you would know, because you've been passed by the entire hall.
I don't have to worry about that, because I'm single and there is no hall pass for me. It's called just living life. Bloop.
Have fun in your caftan for the rest of your life. It's basically your tomb, so I hope you pick a comfy one. Bloop.
I'm sorry I wasn't listening to you because I was too busy writing another love letter to Dennis Quaid. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Bloop.
So Captain Sandy is updating Aisha. Joe is coming this morning, and then I'm still short a deckhand, you know? Gosh, I hope the deckhand's not short, because then I'm going to be short a short deckhand. That's saying a lot of shorts in one sentence, am I right? So just thinking, you do have a stewardess, right? Victoria V. You know, I don't want to call her V, because I really hated that show. It was scary. People ate rats. Yeah. I mean, they were aliens. But still, aliens shouldn't eat rats either. You know, rats are necessary. Otherwise, we can't test makeup. And then my wife, her face would melt off. So it's important. Anyway, the point is, Victoria has deck experience. Did you know that?
Yes, unfortunately. Well, and you know, here's another question. If we're short a deckhand, and that deckhand is short, and that deckhand is wearing shorts, then we're short a short deckhand wearing shorts. But if they wear capri pants, does that mean we're short a short person wearing a long short? Think about it.
I hope I don't ever yell at him so I don't have to say, whoa, hey, short person with short pants that are trying to be long short pants. Sorry for getting short with you.
So good. This reminds me, did we ever find out if Martin Short was interested in becoming a deckhand?
Well, it's tricky because mainly mornings and dinner when I need V the most, I need her so she can't be out there. But I guess that works because maybe you need her more during the day.
He's like, yeah, but I'll need one deck to the night shift. And, yeah, so Aisha's like, well,
it'd be me and Kizzy doing everything, but, you know, I'll always do my mediocre best.
So
I'm really big into mediocre this year.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I'm checking out. Thank you. Selfishly, the last thing I want is to give V up because I mean, we finally got this beautiful, cohesive team. But luckily for everyone, I am larger thinking Chief Stew, who knows she needs to do the best for her whole boat. So just consider me the good witch of the boat.
So they're moving V to the deck part time. Now we go to Max doing pull ups on the railing. And it was the same railing that Nathan used to tell Tessa had smudges all over it. And now we see why. We see why, Max.
Wow, that's some good lore on that railing. And then Aisha is telling the team that basically she and Nathan will be sharing custody of V. And V is all excited about this. And she's like, wow, she's like, this opportunity to do deck is like a breath of fresh air. Like, but quite literally, because I get to go outside and breathe like fresh air. You see what I'm saying? Okay, so when you go outside, there's air and that's fresher, but the air that on the inside is like more stale. So like when you go outside, it's truly like fresh air. Is my joke landing?
And Kizzy's saying she's going to have to do even more now with just two. But she probably should have thought of that before she planted her seed. And then she's like, oh my God, did I just say plant a seed? It's hilarious, isn't it? Dirty. That sounds dirty. Whoops.
So now people are taking out trash and Nathan is, there's this long shot of Nathan going and bringing like the garbage to the dumpster. Notably, he's barefoot. I feel like I don't want to walk around in a dumpster area barefoot. First of all, I think there'd be like broken glass nearby. Second of all, just dumpster juices. And I just think that's kind of like gross. I mean, admittedly, he walks around hoses all day long so he could always hose down his feet. But I was sort of like grossed out by that. And while I was reflecting on this, lo and behold, the metaphor of dumpster juices arrives. Joe, he pulls up and then they hug and have a bromantic moment.
Yeah, now Aisha comes and she starts squealing and Joe shows us those teeth. And he's like, I'm back, baby. Do I have anything in my teeth? Huh? I was literally navigating off the watch 35 meter. I was out at sea. Got the text from Captain Cindy saying that my best mate needed me on deck. Get me on. I do consider myself a really good deckhand, but I had a few flaws. So let's take a look and see. My flaws were that women loved me. They just loved me. Couldn't stay out of them. Whoopie pie. That's what I make. If I was a chef, I'd make only whoopie pie. Girls love me. They love me.
So then Max meets Joe, and then, and Joe is saying like,
oh, I've just done a level up. It feels so good. I'm so confident within myself. I'm just ready to absolutely smash it.
And then Joe goes and sees Captain Sandy, and they hug, and he once again says he's ready to smash it. He says he's ready to smash it quite a bit.
Yeah. That's one thing no one's ever said when they've looked at Norma. I'll tell you that. Get out there and do your best.
Good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good's your Norma and your Norma's your not so good anymore. Okay. So Aisha is like, okay, well, guess what, Max? Now you've met the infamous Joe. What do you think? He's like, oh, man, he's good looking. He's a big guy. Yeah. Because this is really what bros care about. Like, how big is your chest? And in fact, like later on, they literally grow up each other's pecs and are like, oh, nice pecs. Yeah.
Oh, nice pecs. Yeah, beautiful.
Hello there. This is a two-part recap. Okay. This is the end of part one. So thank you so much for listening to this. Just come back a little later for part two.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber Way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer. For Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
We're obsessed all with Tessa V.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.